So, Gavin, I wonder, you're part owner of the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I'm a big NHL writer and actually cover a lot of hockey. Just covered your team a couple of weeks ago. They look really good. How do you feel about the team and just the chance of winning the Stanley Cup?
Well, I think we have a great chance. It seems like the team is really meshing right now, and we're on a roll. We're winning, and we've got great goalie play. And I think, you take it one game at a time. You don't want to look too far ahead, but just getting in the playoffs is great. And then you just take it one game at a time from there.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to one of your hotels, the Palms in Las Vegas. I'm a hotel restaurant major, even though I'm a writer for the last 25 years. But I was a hotel restaurant major, was in that field for a long time. Have been to the Palms, great place. I was there for a party. You've conquered a lot of different fields, and now you're going to buy a paddle team. And I'll tell you, the only reason I know about the sport is through hockey players. For the last 2 or 3 years, I do a lot of draft coverage. So I've interviewed a lot of top prospects, and a few from like Sweden and Finland had told me about paddle. Like, this is what they like to do in their spare time. So, as a young boy, I would play like paddle ball in New York. It was against the wall with like a hard black ball. That sort of went away after a while. So I played tennis and racquetball. And this is like a mix of all of them. So, give me an idea what got you interested in it.
Well, I'm just like you. I played football a little small college I played small college, but I played a lot of racquetball. I was almost pro
Oh,
as much
wow.
as I played. Yeah, so I played a lot of racquetball. So when I saw it, it reminded me of racquetball. And I always wondered, I said, how come racquetball hasn't taken off like that? But now that they mixed it with like tennis and squash, badminton, and it's really fast and it's really exciting. That's what got me interested in the sport.
Yeah, and it's going to be a pro league starting in May. I mean, so how did this league come together? How many teams is it?
Well, the league, first of all, this sport's been around since 1969. I mean,
Wow.
it's not a new sport, but it's huge worldwide. In fact, that's one of the fastest growing sports around the world. It just hasn't moved to the United States and
Why
to
are we
North
always
America.
last in sports, like to accept sports? It's funny.
I don't know. We're always last, but it's huge, like in Argentina, Spain, Europe, and so there's seven teams, and every team will play in Tampa for the first year, and then each team in for 2024 will go back to their respective cities and play
Okay.
there.
And what kind of arenas are you playing in?
It's a paddle ball court,
Okay.
and it's like half the size of a tennis court. There's plexiglass walls. You can hit the ball off the walls.
Right.
It's fun. It's fun. It's fast. You got to be in great shape, and I think a lot of people will start playing it because it is fun. It gives you a tremendous exercise. And it's not expensive to play. I think there's a lot of courts going up now in the U.S. as we speak. I think it's a kind of a it's not an offshoot of pickleball, but it's kind of in that same vein, but a lot
Right.
faster. But a lot
Yeah, it seems
faster.
like, yeah, it definitely seems a lot faster. I mean, racquetball is way faster than pickleball. And so, no
Yes.
question about that. Now, it looks like, so your hope is what, to make it big on streaming first? Is that.
Well, I think we start with getting the word out, which is what we're doing with you and
Right.
a lot of the news outlets that have contacted us, and they're very, very excited about it because it is something new, something different. It's new. It's the best players in the world will be coming to each of the seven teams. We
Okay.
and people like that, and it's just a great sport. And I think that we want to get the word out first, then we want people to try it. And I think once they participate and they try it, they'll love it.
Yeah, seeing that over 8 million people are projected to be playing it by the year 2030, I mean, that's not that far in the future.
No, it isn't. And any age can play. I mean, just from toddlers to, everybody can play this game. And they say it's like if tennis is chess, this is checkers.
Okay.
No, tennis
No,
is,
it's the
I
other
said
way
it
around.
wrong. Yes, tennis is checkers. This is chess. I don't play chess.
Right. I played. I'm not that great. But I get
Yeah.
it. I get that part of it because, like you said, the speed. So some of these athletes, you've garnered some of the best athletes in the world. So when people are watching, they're going to be seeing the top talent, even though they don't know the sport. So it's probably the best way for them to kind of see how good and fast it can be.
Yeah, and like I said, we'll be streaming the events,
Yeah.
and I think there's a TV deal in the works. I can't say anything more than that,
Sure.
but it's the streaming is going to be great because you'll be able to catch it on your phone and see the games live, and I think that's really going to help the sport, and that's a big plus.
Yeah, it looks like the website is propaddleleague.com. So that's so people know to go there. And is that where the streaming will take place? And
I don't know all the
okay.
logistics on that yet. I can't
Okay.
comment on that. But and actually we're kind of saying it wrong. It's Padel.
Oh,
That's the way
Padel.
you,
Oh, okay.
yeah, that's the way you pronounce it. That's the way they say it in Europe, Padel.
And it has
And
Spanish roots.
yes,
Is that right?
Spanish roots, and our slogan is Vamos.
Right. Yeah, which is good.
Vamos.
I mean, I took a lot of Spanish in school, so I do
Yeah.
understand stuff. I can speak a little, can write a little. But yeah, that's so a lot of applications from people who wanted to be in the league. Do you know how many players are on each team?
Yes, there's eight players per team. There's six chosen from North America and two chosen from international. And it's mixed doubles. It's mixed.
It's
There's men
mixed.
and women. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And our owner, his name, Henry Strasser, contacted me. And that's what was another appealing part of this, is because men and women can enjoy the sport and can participate in the sport. And we drafted a female, the second pick in the draft, and from what they're telling me, she's one of the best in the world. So everyone's excited about this league. I think it's got a lot of interest. We're getting a lot of media buzz. I'm getting a lot of calls, doing a lot of interviews,
Yeah.
and I'm kind of in the forefront because of my sports background. So they
Right.
kind of chose me to do all this,
Now
which
I'm
I
assuming
love.
there's,
It's fine.
yeah. I'm assuming there's no salary cap right now.
Yeah, I don't
Good.
know. No, I don't know all the salaries and all. That's Henry's job.
Right. Will we start seeing campaigns like on Instagram and online? Do you think that that's going to start rolling out soon?
Yes, I mean we acknowledge the importance of social media. You have to have a presence there, and so we'll be in the forefront of that. I mean, we're right in the infancy of creating a new league. So I mean, it's fun. It's exciting. I've done that before with the World League. I don't know if you remember that in football,
Oh
the
yeah.
World League that was under the NFL. But so I've had experience in starting
Yeah, they played in
startup leagues.
Germany and other places.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, and we had the Birmingham team, Birmingham Fire.
Yeah,
But
yeah, yeah.
I've had experience in that, so I know what it's like, what it takes, what do you have to do. And like I say, the first thing is awareness. We want people to be aware of the sport. We want people to think about the sport. We want participation. And I'm sure a lot of courts will go up. See, it's like about half of a tennis court.
Yeah.
Think of a tennis court and it's half.
Yeah, no, I've
And
seen
that.
pictures and I'll include it in an article too. And I'm kind of wondering, so I imagine at some point you'll have a deal with someone like Franklin or somebody who will sell some of the equipment so it gets into the hands of kids, right? I mean, that's probably what you want to do.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Of course, and start leagues and all that. All
Yeah.
that's in the future. And I mean, we know what to do, but right now, we're gonna play May 13th in Tampa, so that's our starting date. And so we're kind of just focused on playing the game, and
Right.
then we'll get into the kids and the parent the paraphernalia, all the stuff,
Yep.
the shirts and the hats and all that. And then we'll get into that later, but. For
What would
now, we're just worried about the game.
Right. What should I tell people to look for? Like, what would you tell people like who are watching the sport? It's easy in some other sports like baseball, basketball, there's things to look for. Is there, other things that people should look for in this sport?
I think the sport speak for itself. You just watch a sport and you'll see them. You know, it's interesting. Like you played racquetball. I played racquetball. You know, you take the ball off of the back.
Yeah.
You know, you're taught to do that. You're taught to, it bounces once. You got to hit it to the other side.
Right.
What's interesting too about this is the ball can be hit over the glass and you can run outside and hit the ball over it. And
you can hit it back in.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So I don't think there's a lot of explanation. It's really easy to pick up. It's not difficult, and people will see it. I think once they eyeball it and they see it, it's going to be fun. Well, you know, it's, what do? You go to the gym and you run on the treadmill. I mean, okay, but what would you rather do, that or play, you know, padel, play paddleball? You know,
right?
That's what I would. That's what got me interested in racquetball. I didn't want to just go on the treadmill.
Yeah, you wanted to be active and be a little more fun because the treadmill
and
more, be boring.
And competitive, too.
And competitive, yeah.
You can play against, you know, mixed doubles. You can play with your wife, your girlfriend, whatever you want to do against someone else's wife. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think the mixed doubles part is good because tennis does get a lot of popularity from that. And female viewers in sports are definitely out there and looking for sports. And I think, yeah, you might find a lot of them.
Yes, yes. And it's great because now we're hitting a whole nother audience, the female audience.
Right.
You know, they're going to want to see who the best female player is in the world. And, you know, we're hitting everybody. There's not one single person that can't play this. There's not one single person that wouldn't want to watch it.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. Listen, I wish you all the luck in the world. I appreciate you taking the time, and I'll definitely check it out on opening day.